is the moment you've all been waiting for.
DC and RC.
Welcome to a brand new episode of DC.
Coming to you from Lafayette, Louisiana.
It's DC and RC.
Hailing from Marrero, Louisiana.
It's fight night. Catch a right hook in your right eye. Change how you look. Daniel, come again. And Ryan Clark, the champs are here. With battle scars, it's warfare. Louisiana's in the air. From Marrero to Lafayette to Los Angeles to Times Square.
I could go one show without you going, I'm a Super Bowl champ.
When the mic's on, it's showtime. DC and RC, we winning Super Bowls and Emmys. And Daniel got two belts around the belly.
UFC history! Daniel Cormier!
Hey, I'm DC, two division champ. I ran the UFC.
Because we asking all the tough questions.
This guy's the worst, RC. I don't know how you can do a show with
DC, you broke my heart.
This is MMA, mixed martial all-stars. And we about that grinding pound, so be on guard.
All right, guys. Hey, on DC and RC, we get the best guests. But even when you get the best guest, you don't always get the champion of the world, Israel Adesanya. And when you get Izzy, even I get excited. Champ, how you doing, man?
I'm excited. This is, I think I got excited last night. Because people would like to ask you, you know, before the fight, are you excited? Maybe like a month out, you're like, I don't really get that excited. But then after my last hard workout last night, or yesterday afternoon, then we flew to Sydney. I started, once we got here, we touched down. We had a whole fleet of luxury cars, six of us fighting, and a whole gang behind us as well, training partners and corner men and stuff. And then I was just like, yeah, I'm getting excited now. And then I woke up this morning, bricked up. I'm f***ing excited, bro.
You know, when you get to that last hard workout, there's a relief because you're healthy, but there's also that excitement about the next weekend. When you get here, Izzy, does it become real? Because I know that it's real all the way up, but there's a little bit something different when you're on the verge of it, right? You're only 5-6 days away from defending your championship again.
Yeah, man, it's definitely real. It's like it goes to another level of like actualizing. And my body knows what's coming. So my body's already starting to drop the weight. It's like, you know when you have a dog in the car and you're going to the dog park and the dog sees the park, yes, outside, and it's like, I'm like, yo, chill. Like,
not
so
yet.
I have to tell my buddy this. We ain't ready yet. Bro, don't you miss this?
Hey, let me tell you something, Izzy. You know when I miss it? You know the only time, yeah, I miss it, champ, is when I see y'all in there. Because I got to be honest with you. There's, yeah, nothing like fighting for a championship. But then there's another thing, right? It's becoming a champion, but then it's fighting for championships constantly. You are in title fight number 8 now. Is this title fight number 8 or 9?
I think it's 11.
See, 11.
I ain't trying to flex, but I'm saying.
Champ, my last 11 were title fights. So it's one thing to become a champion, but it's another thing to be in those championship fights every time. The only time I miss it is when I see you up in there, you flexing, and I'm like, damn, dog, that was me. That was me before.
It's
and
still you. It's still you.
And owning those moments, like, those are the best, aren't,
yeah,
they?
Yeah, man. Even for me, I always say, like, man, everyone wants to be champion. Everyone wants to be the top of the bill. But do you want to train for 5 rounds? Do you want to do 5-round spiders? That's a difference. It's 3 rounds. Yeah. Everyone else did three rounds yesterday. And then, like, after my 3 rounds, it's like, right, I know there's round 4. At round 4, I had to, yep, go to that place. And now I had to battle myself, and I beat myself. And then round 5, I just blew it out the water. But yeah, everyone wants to be champion, but no one wants to train for 5 rounds.
Izzy, when did you come to accept that 4th round? Because that's the difference, right? When you become a champ and when you go into that 4th round for the first time, it's a little different. And it's like, when did you accept it, right? Because you're like, man, we're still going. What's your 15-minute fighter? But when did you accept that 4th round and go, you know what? This is where I live. Because everybody points back to the Gastelum fight. I'm ready to die for this. Not only were you ready to die, you actually beat him worse in the 5th round than you did over the entire fight. But when did you accept that 4th round as your norm?
I can't remember exactly when, but definitely that round four in the Gaslam fight, I remember there was a voice in my head saying, like, you know, because I think it was before he or after he rocked me. I was kind of like, it's okay. You've shown you're the man. You've dropped him. You've hit him with a spinning elbow. You know, people know you're tough. You got rocked. You came back. It's like maybe a 1 second dialogue in my head. And I just went, shut the fuck up. I'm busy. That's what I said to myself.
Yeah.
And I just kept on going. And then that fifth round, I was just like, this is it. One of us is going to die.
Yeah, that was.
And it ain't going to be me. But I was ready, bro.
Yeah, it was the best, bro. Just watching your performances over time now, because I've been able to be lucky enough to call your fights from the side of the octagon. And you know, my actual commentary audition was you versus Vittori the first time. So I've been able to call just about all your fights. Yeah, that was my audition. I was in the trailer in the back while you were fighting, not on air.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
But, wow. Izzy, we are now 11 fights in, and you find yourself with Sean Strickland. This is not who you expected. You expected Drakus. How was this shift, and what does Sean Strickland present to a guy like you who seems to have it all figured out?
I don't have it all figured out yet, but I'm learning. But I was a little bit disappointed that Drakus fight fell through, but it wasn't for long. I'm happy to get Sean. I begged the UFC to give Sean this fight. I actually got him his passport. You know, the guy finally gets to travel out of the country. And yeah, you know, he gets to see the nice side of the world, places like Australia and Sydney. I'm making lives, you know, blossom. I'm changing lives out here. And I'm excited to showcase my talents with my teammates in my neck of the woods against Sean Strickland. This is one of them ones, man. This is one of them ones, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited to, because everyone expects me to win this fight. Everyone, I know what people are saying. Everyone's already like counting them out and stuff, but not me. I know a man with everything to gain and nothing to lose is a dangerous man. So I take him very dangerously, very seriously. But yeah, you know how I do.
He's a different guy, right? Sean Strickland's a different type of character. But you have the blood with you have the bad blood with Draken, right? You and you guys have your own issues to deal with, and ultimately you will at some point. But Sean Strickland, he's been talking to you from fights ago. What do you make of Sean Strickland the character as you go into this fight? Because this week is going to be filled with insults, and Sean Strickland ain't going left. Sean Strickland might go all the way left. How prepared are you for that?
I'm ready to fight. That's what it is. And the thing is, DC, you only have one chance to make a first impression, right?
Yeah.
And I put the receipts out there backstage before that press conference. I smacked them on the ass.
I saw.
Not even trying to be a dick. I was just like, oh, this Sean. Boop. And he looks back at me and goes, ha, ha, ha. Hey, man, don't do me like you did that boy Costa. Ha, ha, ha. And really? We kind of joked about it. Yeah, that's literally what he said. And when he got on stage, he's like, man, I'll calm down there right now. And I was like, oh. Nigga, he's talking like he's gonna do something. And he's like, you get my number right now. And then when we went backstage, silence. He just walked away. And I was just like, so he's performing. He's acting. So then I realized that's his first impression. Then he tried to do it again. I'm like, bro, you don't intimidate me. You have one chance. Alex Pineda, when I ran into him in LAX, he sees me. His first instinct was, because he's about that life. He's about that life. And
he's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I know Sean just pretends to be crazy, but he's really, I'm sure he's got his own demons to deal with, but that's for him and his therapist. As for me, he's already blown that chance to try and intimidate me in the first time when I smacked him on the ass like my bitch.
It's about alpha and dudes. You want to win everything, right? You want to win all the interactions all the way to the press conference, to the fight. You're winning every time you interact with these guys. Izzy, the last time we were in Australia and you fought for a belt there, 60,000 were in the arena. What can these people expect this weekend when they watch the last Stylebender once again go out there and defend the middleweight championship against another very tough competitor?
Expect me to showcase. I want to show off and showcase for the people, but not just about me. We've got myself. We've got Tyson Pedro. We've got Carlos Ahlberg. We've got Shane Young. We've got Blood Diamond. And we've also got newly signed to the UFC, Kevin Jussé, Air Jussé. Like I said, whole marble bus came through just across the pond to showcase our skills, you know. And what we've done this camp is historic. From a small gym on this side of the world to be headlining a crazy show like the UFC on our side of the world in a big-ass stadium, it's something that's historic. Without no government sponsors, no funding, nothing like that, we did it from the grassroots with the love and support of the people. The people who love this game, who actually support MMA, mixed martial arts, as a legitimate sport. Especially on this side of the world, because some of them are still old and backwards. And, human confiding. Where are the chickens? Like, idiots. They're going to die off soon eventually. But what we've done so far is historic. We're going to make history again this weekend.
You know, Eugene and I are part of a company called Alta, and your guys' numbers, and that is crazy over in New Zealand, bro.
I see them every morning when I come in. I see them every morning. And again, today when I walk into the gym, I'm just like, these motherfuckers get up at 5 a.m. to do this.
Yeah. People just love to fight. People just love to fight over their champ, and it shows in you and your team's ability. Izzy, last thing before I let you go, my brother, I'm there this weekend. You see me, I'm a golfer now. I mean, that's what I do. I'm a golfer.
I want to do it.
Tell me any good golf course out in Australia. If you don't have it on hand, I'll get it from you when I arrive.
I don't have it on hand yet, but I actually was telling my coach, Andre, because he's not bad at the golf, but I want to be like a samurai on the golf course. And I already had some people say, yo, pull up and we'll make you some custom golf clubs. And I'm coachable. I have big ears because I listen very well. And you give me time. Give me like three weeks, and I bet you I'll improve my... Is it par or whatever? I don't know the words, the terminology. But I'll find out the best golf course out here, and I'll let you know. Maybe in about a year, we'll get on the
green. I watched a football player start golfing. 3 months later, dude shooting par. I imagine you would do the same thing. Guys, Israel Adesanya defend his belt this weekend against Sean Strickland. Champ, I love watching you fight every time, and I cannot wait to fly across the pond to do the honor of trying to call you Fight Man. Thanks for joining DC and RC. We appreciate it.
This is the DC show today because RC to Hollywood now, isn't he?
Let me tell you something. This boy, Izzy, this boy RC cast.
Hey, he got the accolades, so you can. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, my brother. See you soon.